Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. I'm your host, Brooke Monroe, and I'll be sharing bits of information each Wednesday morning on intuitive wellness, taking care of yourself and your spirituality, as well as ways to incorporate magic into your everyday life. My goal here on this podcast is to create content that centers my listeners and allows them to look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to check the description box to follow me and this podcast on social media. You're listening to episode number 4 of Witchful Thinking Podcast. What does a witch actually do? Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I hope that so far Mercury retrograde isn't fucking with you guys too much. It's so crazy to think that Mercury goes into retrograde like 3 or 4 times a year. Like, what is up with that? I feel like ever since, like, as a collective, like, our generation found out that is a real thing and it became popular on social media, it always feels like Mercury is in retrograde, like, always. But I mean, it makes sense because it happens multiple times a year. So roughly, like, once per season, if we're trying to average it out. Anyways, I hope that you guys aren't letting it get you down and just being really intentional with your communication, your travel plans, yada, yada, yada. I personally have felt very creative ever since Sunday when Mercury went into retrograde again. I feel like I'm getting my shit done and I am waiting for it to bite me in the ass, but let's not tempt fate. For today's episode, I want to talk with you guys about the stereotype of being a witch, as well as the notion that witchcraft is evil. Both of these topics really trigger me to no end, and I find myself getting exceedingly frustrated with the amount of people who insist on standing by their misconstrued beliefs. A lot of my friends who consider themselves witches really keep it hidden from their families because it's not something that is widely appreciated or understood, even in 2020. A lot of people are still living in the dark ages and view the word witch as like akin to saying, you kick puppies for fun on the weekends. I don't share this information with relatives myself because honestly, I don't have many progressive thinking family members. I just don't. I grew up in the South, and most of my family members grew up in the church where witchcraft is synonymous with like Satan worshiper or something, which is a whole other ballgame that I might get into at another point in time, but I'm rambling. Basically, if I came out to my family and told them, hey, I consider myself to be a new age witch in 2020 and I did a protection spell on my car last weekend before I took a road trip, they would all tell me I need Jesus and I need to go to church. I have no problem keeping this part of my life to myself, and I kind of like it that way, to be honest. But on the off chance that one of my family members might be listening, let me just say this for starters to anyone who's scared or feeling a little judgmental or worrying about my soul, witchcraft and Satanism are not, I repeat, are not one in the same. Your witch, daughter, friend, son, cousin, whatever, does not need to be sprinkled with holy water, and you can cancel the exorcism you scheduled for Tuesday. Chill out. Also, you might want to look into what Satanists actually believe, because it's surprisingly not what you'd think. And they actually don't need to have exorcisms, and they actually don't need holy water sprinkled on them, but I'm not going to get into that right now. Just know that if you are worrying about someone's soul because they practice witchcraft or what you think it's worshiping Satan, you're worried about two totally different things and you're worried for absolutely no reason at all. I don't know what certain people think that upsets them so much when they hear someone considers themselves to be a witch, but I'm guessing that they have an image in their head of an old woman with a pointy hat and warts and boils covering her body. I'm guessing they think she stands over a cauldron all day throwing shit like Eye of Newt or eyelashes from baby kittens into a pot of like steaming green shit, chanting curses over her enemies. That's my best guess, based off of some of the encounters I've had with people in real life who don't understand magic or witchcraft And I guess to an extent, I can get where they, like, I understand where they're getting their ideas from because of the movies we grew up watching and the Halloween stories we've been told. Besides, it's not like witchcraft is anything we're taught in school to accept. People have incorrect ideas because they don't know any better, and that's okay. But it's not okay to shame or bully people for their spirituality. Witchcraft has been handed down from generation to generation. Its history is so deep and rich and powerful, and it's such a shame it's been tainted and scarred by rumors and exaggerations. The Salem witch trials, perfect example. So many people in history have been falsely accused of evil and persecuted for things that they didn't do. Witches were technically, I think, what we'd refer to today as ecologists, because they understand the deeply rooted need for humans to live in harmony with nature. Most magic is directed to this means. Witches have watched people and the sky and the planets and the effects that nature have on all of these things for years. They've noted how the moon and sun and stars have influenced everything. They are some of the most observant people that ever lived. And we consider ourselves to be very in touch and in sync with nature and the world around us. And I believe that people turned to witchcraft years ago as a last resort because, like, maybe because they ran out of time for other options to do them any good, or other methods of gaining what they wanted, like, failed them. And then over the years, more and more people became less skeptical and started seeking out ways to practice on their own rather than going and visiting someone out in the woods who was rumored to be a witch. Like, you guys have heard the stories and stuff of people, you know, probably back in, like, the early colonization days where they're like, oh, so-and-so is dying of tuberculosis and no modern medicine is working, and maybe we can just go and visit this witch in the woods and just not tell the church because we want so-and-so to survive this and maybe her witchcraft will work. Like, people have faith in it even when they, you know, kind of didn't want to have faith in it. I think the drive to practice being a witch comes from innate desire or need. Whether someone is looking for love or health or luck, witchcraft has been a go-to for longer than we can even imagine. And when someone begins to take an interest in witchcraft, they simultaneously begin to take a deep, deep interest in themselves and hence end up setting out on a journey of, like, serious self-discovery. Witchcraft is not in opposition to nature. It's not evil. It's not evil or good, actually, if we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. It's neutral. It's not this dark, ugly, violent thing that so many people probably think about when they read the title of this podcast. It's no more evil than possessing a lucky charm or a necklace. It's no more evil than praying for somebody who is ill or just lighting a candle. Witchcraft teaches us that by aligning ourselves with the natural ways of the universe and nature, that we can gain all we need and want through reasonable means. And I personally think that the fear of witchcraft stems from many places, but mainly from organized religion, where people take offense to individuals deciding they want to choose their own method of spirituality. They want to go their own way and fend for themselves in this world. Witches don't necessarily have an all-encompassing holy one that they pray to. They talk to the elements and nature and they call to the stars and they choose their own path, and that bothers people. That is something that even outside of witchcraft is always going to bother people. There are so many in this world who take offense where offense shouldn't be taken when it comes to witches and magic, and I wish I knew why, but all I can come up with is that they see a person practicing witchcraft as, like, a direct insult to their religion, or as a form of blasphemy, or they're scared, or they're intimidated, and it's a shame. Witchcraft is somewhat of a placebo, to some extent. It gives people a sense of confidence that they can acquire what they want in life through their own energy and magic. People like to know the answers are within themselves. It's a process. It's not about a person. It's not an image in a picture book of a green lady with a black hat. It's a body of knowledge. Just like understanding a form of science, when it's practiced correctly, witchcraft offers so many amazing benefits, and it allows us to become closer to and more trustful of the earth. And it reminds us to take notice of the seasons and the existence of other living things besides ourselves and the human race. It helps us to reconnect and to reclaim our spiritual identity. And at its very core, it's meant to help people, not just other people, but yourself too. Like, the notion that you can't use magic to, you know, do good for yourself is bullshit. It's information that's been propagated by people who don't know what they're talking about. And witchcraft is just all about taking the physical time and effort to make things happen, no matter who they're for. I read somewhere once that witches must initiate activity on the physical plane and nourish it on the astral one if they want whatever they desire to come into reality, and that is 100% true. That's another stereotype about witches, that a person just decides they're a witch and they can cast spells left and right and make people fall in love by like flicking a wand or stuff like that. If magic was that easy, then there would be no such thing as cancer or poverty or war. That's not how magic works. I promise you, if that was something that people were truly capable of, there would be no sadness in this world. Magic would have already wiped it all out. Magic is work. It takes patience. It takes strength. And it's not for just anybody, but it is open to everybody. I feel like I've rambled a lot in this episode, but I really wanted to get any negative connotations out of the way before I delve deeper into the show. I'm totally open to answering questions if you have any, whether it's via email or, you know, hitting me up on Instagram. You can hit me with it. I just want people to understand the basis for this podcast is not to talk about all the evil ways witches can screw up the lives of others or how witches can manifest millions of dollars in a year for themselves. That's not what this is about. That's not what the history of practicing witchcraft was built on either. Think of witchcraft as a magical art, or if you're more numbers and formula minded, like a science, because that's all it is. It is knowledge and understanding of the way things in the natural world ebb and flow together. The study of earth, nature, crystals, gems, animals, the stars, manifestation, meditation, the law of attraction, finding where it is you fit in the grand scheme of all this. Witches aren't out to get you. But they can definitely teach you a thing or two about getting what you want in a practical way. That's all for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me speak my piece. I'll be back next week with another episode on Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern. And until then, feel free to let me know what you thought of this episode on Instagram or send me an email. Talk to you soon.